Crowns of harmony, they've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. Is what they were singing about there. Harold Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU this Thanksgiving evening. Thanksgiving Sinner's Crossroads special. Not special, but Sinner's Crossroads Thanksgiving Day gospel broadcast. The Crowns of Harmony on the HSC record label. On their Jet Plane to Glory LP, 1978 on the HSE record label, and the Dorothy Love Coates composition, That's Enough. The Crowns of Harmony, their arrangement, I've Got Jesus, what they'll call it. The Christian Heirs of Baltimore, Maryland, with Brother Zollicoffer. Good news. Right before that on the Golgotha record label, the mid-60s on that, probably Christian Heirs of Baltimore, Maryland, and the Crowns of Harmony getting us underway this evening here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. If anyone is still awake from that chemical in the turkey that makes you sleep. But we'll do our best. My name is Kevin Nutt. Your host, Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. One of my favorite sort of gospel quartet kind of records here that we'll start the next set with, Reverend Alonzo J. Harrell. And don't know who the accompanying singers are. So on the Mel Parr record label from 1963, just beyond the Jordan River, is what he'll be singing about. He stopped by here to sing for us, Reverend Alonzo J. Harrell. Start the next set of gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Oh, just beyond the Jordan, Lord, my work on earth is ended.
building a home.
I'm building me a home.
Yes, I.
Hillison Barbershop at 239B Magnolia Avenue here in Greenwood is where you get complete hair care for your entire family, ladies, men, boys, and girls. You can get dependable hair care for your family at Hillison Barbershop, where service means more than just a word. In a nice, clean atmosphere, three fine barbers down to serve you 6 days a week, Brother Joe Hillison, Brother Wilson Hillison, and Keith Hackett. Just remember, Hillison Barbershop at 239B Magnolia Avenue here in Greenwood. Greenwood, South Carolina.
Wanna die easy. Lord, when I die, I wanna die easy. Oh, my master.
Yeah. myself right here. I wanna see King Jesus.
Shake-o-like, 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 shake-o-like take a lady, darling. Take a lady, 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 take a shake o' light, 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 shake shake o' light, 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 shake
o'
Fly away, fly away,
It's the Alabama Seven Shape State Convention gathering of African American Seven Shape hymn style singers, I believe in Elba in 1998, recorded by Steve Grauberger at the Alabama Center for Traditional Culture. I'll Fly Away, of course, the Albert Brumley composition, instant classic. The Seven Shape style congregational hymn singing. Pretty fascinating, little known style, and we're happy to have those recordings. The whole congregation singing and that seven shape harmony and the piano. We had the piano in there. The Alabama Seven Shape State Convention, 1998. I'll Fly Away. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, completing that set there, one chunk of the two chunks of our gospel halves for our hour program. Reverend Alonzo J. Harrell starting that set, we'll tell you here, hopefully real quick, Just Beyond the Jordan River on the Mel Parr record label from 1963. We heard the Melodious Five of Chicago and Building a Home. Oh yeah, it was a good one on the Melodious Five of Chicago label. No label. We'll say it's their own label. The Family Five Gospel Singers followed there with Christian's Plea on the Siva record label. Where is that from? I don't know if I have that in front of me. C-E-V-A, mid-70s or so. On that one, we heard from the Reverend Charles White, street singer in Oakland in the late 1940s, recorded for the Jackson record label with the unusual XY spelling. The gentleman who ran that label and a record shop in Oakland and recorded some fine R&B and some gospel tunes there. And about 1948 in Oakland, we hear from the White Rose Quartet of G's Bend, Alabama. I believe all G's Bend quilters in that group. The Gospel Train is Coming, Shank-a-Lank, recorded in 2002. Also by Mr. Steve Grauberger, Alabama Center for Traditional Culture, and the Alabama Seven Shape State Convention, 1998. I'll Fly Away. Take an Alabama Folk Life. .org for more information on that recording and other recordings. Very interesting and important stuff. Alabama Folk Life, one word, .org. And you are listening to WFMU.org in the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here this evening, Thanksgiving evening, holiday. Stay up late. Get up early. Shop. If you have any questions or comments about our gospel programming, we can be reached by email. My name is Kevin Nutt at center@wfmu.org. Of course, center@wfmu.org. And you can also look at the Accu playlist. Should be up and running. And with the gospel knuckleheads posting, possibly. And last year's Thanksgiving show was kind of spare on the posters, folks visiting and making merry. Center, WFMU.org. I'm so happy that we have the sensational Friendly Six to start the next set here. Gospel music on WFMU. Resting with Jesus is what they'll be singing. Sensational Friendly Six, here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Look for me one day and I'll be gone home, but I'll be resting,
resting with Jesus.
I know I will.
Resting with Jesus.
Oh,
resting
yeah.
With Jesus.
Somewhere
around the throne.
Listen, you may kill this body and lay it in the cold, cold clay.
I know,
I got Jesus. You can't take him away. But let me say this: oh,
when you
see me dying, I don't want nobody to cry.
All I
want you to do for me is close my dying eyes, 'cause I'll be resting. I know I will.
Make a way somehow right now.
And nutrition. Were you born with it? No. Now they tell a lot of you, say, well, you came from a family that has high blood pressure, that had cholesterol. You know, that might be true in a, I mean, the percentage is so small, minute percentage, so small, not nothing even to talk about. You know, I know tons of people right today that works out with me in the health club that every day that they came from family that had high blood pressure, cholesterol, even had heart problems. They don't have it. I tell you why. They don't live the lifestyle that their family live. That's just like somebody telling me, say, well, Isaiah, you know, your whole family was thieves. You're going to be a thief. How in the world can I be a thief if I don't steal? How can I have high blood pressure if I don't, if I avoid the circumstances and conditions that cause that? You know, and if I'm getting the right vitamins and nutrients in my body to help prevent that, my friends, that is not a disease. It is caused. It can be prevented. It can be prevented. And I'm going to show you how to do it. I'll help you do it. That cholesterol, my friends, like I say, and when you're obese, overweight, don't take that lightly. That leads to cancer. High blood pressure, that leads to strokes, that leads to heart attacks. My friends, your health should be the most important thing to you in your life.
Oh, I know Jesus. Jesus, oh, I know he will never let you down.
Lord, he rules the sea. You ought to trust him
and everything you do
for him.
For him.
And a mind where later somebody join the Lord is strung out on drugs. Oh, Lord, let her realize, Lord, let her realize, come on back home. Oh, Father, somebody child, Lord, is locked up in jail. Ain't done nobody wrong, Lord. Oh, Lord, test your heart right now. Test your heart right now, Lord, that they'll be able, Lord, come on home and come on back to you, Lord. Somebody, Lord, strung out on crack, God. Oh, Father, somebody, Lord, oh, Father, is a drunkard, God. Somebody, alcohol, Lord, don't want to be alcoholic. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Oh, Father, somebody, Lord, want to get off crack, God, and don't know how to get off crack, God. Oh, Father, lead them, Lord. Lead somebody to them, God, and tell them you can be saved. Tell them, Lord, you can turn your life around. Oh, Lord, somebody, Lord, it feels like they don't have nothing to live for. Oh, Father, Lord, touch it right now, Lord. Touch it right now and tell them, Lord, you got something to live for. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you is.
on the corner doing what you want to do. I just want to tell you,
Jesus is watching you.
Yeah,
Jesus is watching you.
Yeah, you there that's chasing another man's wife is your life. Yeah,
Jesus is watching you.
Don't you know
Jesus is watching you?
Yeah. Will it all in?
Jesus is watching you.
Have you thought about it?
Jesus is watching you.
When you're doing somebody wrong,
Jesus is watching you.
Lord, when you stay out all night long,
Jesus is watching you.
When you're sneaking around,
Jesus is watching you.
When you're putting somebody else down,
Jesus is watching you.
Backstabber,
Jesus is watching you.
The Gospel Travelers right there here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, winding us down here this evening on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Jesus is Watching on the High Sign record labels. What that was, about 1978, I do believe. Gospel Travelers, and we started that set there. We'll take a standing broad jump back to the beginning of that set. Resting with Jesus, a Sensational Friendly Six on the Orange Champ record label out of Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, the Memphis Spiritual Four came on in with the Hub City record label out of Memphis, 1973 or so on that one. Crying Days, that was a good one. Slow. Hope you stayed with us for that one, the Memphis Spiritual Four. We heard the Baker Singers on their very own label, Lord Will Make a Way. If you were wondering who that was, the Baker Singers. We heard from the Gospel Four of Pensacola, Florida, and Jesus is a Mighty Man. That was the one with the bass lead. The Echoes of Glory were in there on the Sue Ann record label. You Can't Change Me. That is a good one. Echoes of Glory. And we ended the set there with the Gospel Travelers traveling through our show. We're traveling, hurtling through the space-time continuum. We all are. Listener and host, WFMU fellow travelers, this Thanksgiving evening, thank you for tuning in here on Sinner's Crossroads. My name is Kevin Nutt. Pretty good idea. Confidence is high that we'll be here in just under 7 days, about this time, for another Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast. Stay tuned to WFMU. Don't even tell me if you don't. Don't want to hear it. We'll see you next week.
In the sky. You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Dave is out this week, enjoying the holiday. Instead, Amanda is here, you guys. The Nazario scenario, or as my people say, the Nazario scenario, is ready to celebrate the rest of the holiday with you guys. So please, stay tuned to WFMU.
Well, hello, neighbor. Come right in and enjoy another Garden Spot program. You know, this is a show that brings you all your favorite folk music singers, and we've got a real favorite with us today. Once again, it's our pleasure to bring back to the microphone Hank Williams. And friends, don't go away, because before we bring Hank up, I'd just like to tell you that stay tuned, because he's going to sing that great song of his today, the Love Sick Blues. Yes, sir. All right, Hank, take over.
All right, thank you a lot, Grant. Friends, here's a tune, a little novelty that I recorded, wrote and recorded. It's been a big favorite, too, all around the country. Bunch of nonsense called If You'll Mind Your Business, You'll Stay Busy 48 Hours Out of the 24. Here we go.
If the wife and I are a fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Well, the woman on a party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't she mind her own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Stay out till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. You just mind your own business. Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. If I get my head beat black and blue, now that's my wife and my stove wood too. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Love me, and that you always do.
talking free TV. Thurman Turkey strode along his shores to see what he could see. He sniffed the flowers, felt the breezes, thought a thought or two. As he was quoted later,
there was nothing else to do.
One day old Thurman Turkey showed up missing from the flock. He had schlepped to Massachusetts where he perched on Plymouth Rock. A ship he spotted frightened him and made his blood run cold.
It went back with Pudgy Pilgrim
from the bowsprit to the hold.
Here comes the neighborhood.
Now he'd heard about those pilgrims and was ready for their flack. Ever since the Magna Carta, they ate turkey for a snack. He invented something drastic that dropped them to all fours, and it turned them into zombies
when they settled on our shores.
That's how a turkey created TV.
That's right.
A turkey created TV.
It sounds stupid, but oh, take one look and you'll know that a turkey created TV.
Okay, let's eat.
Patterson had a pet pig named Porky. This pet pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin little pie, pineapple pie, mince tarts. And Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, pie for dinner, and pie before he went to bed. In a personal Patterson's pet pig, Porky, it's so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
Nunca pop, 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 or something.